a pleasure to be with you and a privilege this morning and to share in your service and your worship to God. I'm ringing a little bit. Could you turn me down a fraction? That's better. I'm a bit too high. It's the... Right, okay. And if the technology works this morning, we'll get through it okay. If it doesn't, we'll just rejoice in God. Is that okay? Okay, so my name is Harold Hoggarth, and I am a Bible Society representative. And I actually live in Bon Ulswick, which is actually in Lancashire these days. Originally, it was in Yorkshire until 1974, when the government, in the wisdom, decided to upset the natives and move it from Yorkshire into Lancashire. Now, I'm a Lancashire lad. I come from Nelson, so I am a Lancashire lad. But the Barlickers, as we call them, the natives, they're definitely Yorkshire people, and they're still upset that they're in Lancashire. But never mind, that's only where I abode at the moment. I'm a member of the Kingdom of God, and that's the important thing, isn't it? Tell you a little bit more about myself just in a couple of minutes. I came to know the Lord on the 30th of May 1962, in my own bedroom, on my own. I'd been to the cinema a couple of weeks before. It's a thing me and my girlfriend used to do on Saturday nights. Didn't matter what we're showing, you just went to the cinema. And I don't even know today just what the film was, but there was these two guys waiting to fight in the arena. And one said to the other, "If Jesus Christ isn't alive, our life isn't worth living." And those words smacked me hard. They really did. They just hit me as though somebody had attacked me in the chest with a hammer. And for a week and a half, I struggled over that, trying to work it all out. And then I couldn't sleep at night. And in the end, I said, "Well, God, if you're real, and if Jesus is alive, you can do anything in my life, I want you to." And, you know, he did. Absolutely wonderful. Well, that's 52 and a half years ago, and it's got better every day. Isn't that fantastic that God is real, that he's my Heavenly Father, and I can call him Daddy, Abba, Father, and that's the privilege we have. Presently, I worship in the Gospel Mission at Bon Ulswick up to the beginning of this year as part of a leadership team of Clitheroe Community Church, and I stood down from leadership to have basically to have a 6-month sabbatical. And in that period, God said, "No, I want you back in church in Bon Ulswick." I work with the churches in Bon Ulswick, so we used to travel 12 miles numerous times a week to get to Clitheroe. And when I was out with Bible Society, which was basically alternate Sundays, my wife couldn't get to Clitheroe because there was no buses, and she doesn't drive, apart from drives me a bit. But and so we prayed, and God led us to join the Gospel Mission in Bon Ulswick. So I don't go out quite as much these days with Bible Society midweek. This week I've been out 4 times. This is my 5th time out already. But Sundays I try to keep in my own church as much as I can. So that's a little bit about my background. And so we're going to see. I'm going to stand a bit to the side. I can see what I'm doing. Little bit of a different service this morning, because although it isn't officially Bible Sunday till next Sunday, then it can fit into wherever a church wishes to put it. And so today I'm going to do Bible Sunday. And this year, although the material from Bible Society is always great for Bible Sunday, and there's such a lot, they've linked in with Roots, which you use here as a church, so that's quite good. But I'm not doing today's Roots in any shape or form. So I'm doing the Bible Society Roots Bible Sunday. And you'll notice the big heart there. That's one of our new logos for Bible Society. What I want to do is to, I want to read together. And I've got the words on screen. I'm going to have to stand there. Oh no, I've got it here as well, so I don't have to turn my back on you. And so we're going to read Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through to 17. If I bring it up on screen, and we'll all read together. Is that all right? Good. So, therefore, as God's chosen people holy and dearly beloved. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility. Sorry, I've got a change there. Gentleness and patience. Yes, with others. And forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, we are called to peace and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So, verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now, you can only do that if you're able to read the word of Christ, word of God. If you don't have a Bible, then you have difficulty. And so I want to show a little video clip, if it works. And it works. There we have a group of people that are getting excited about something. Now, is it because their football team have beat Manchester United? It could be, because there was that guy in the green outfit with the whistle. He could be the referee. I don't know. Or have they won the lottery? Or what else might it be? Yeah, the thing they were getting excited about was that they just received the Bible in their own language. It had taken 45 years to translate it into the Kimyal dialect. That's the Kimyal tribe in Indonesia. And they were so excited. It had been a costly process getting the Bible translators. Some of the translators had been murdered as they were trying to translate it, but eventually it was finished, and there you saw them as the missionary aviation plane arrived, and they received the Bible for the first time. And they were so excited. Do you notice how they were all dancing with the bows and arrows and the spears? And the pastor there had a big bone stuck in his sleeve. What that did, I don't know. He maybe kept control of the congregation with that, I don't know. But they were just so excited about the Word of God. When was the last time we got so excited about God's Word? You know, we just take it for granted, don't we? We can go into any bookshop and buy a Bible. Nobody's going to arrest you for it or do anything else. You can buy umpteen different translations, big ones, small ones. Nearly said something else there, some as big as your head. What's that one? But we just take it for granted so much, don't we? I must have 20, maybe 25 different Bibles at home. And yet these guys, up to then, hadn't got one in their own language. And they aren't alone throughout the world. Lots of places do not have a Bible. And so the current mission for Bible Society is called the Big Mission. Because at Bible Society, we believe that every child has the right to encounter the Bible, not only in England, but throughout the world. And so our mission is to open the Bible up to 20 million children by 2020. Try 20 million children by 2020. That's only just over 5 years away. And that is big. And that's why we call it the Big Mission. We can't do it on our own as Bible Society. We need your help and your support to fulfill this big mission. So, how can you help? What can you do to support Big Mission and to get these 20 million children around the world to encounter the Bible? In England, we partner with an organisation called Open the Book. I have some literature in the back if anybody wants to know more about that. But Open the Book is ordinary Christians. You don't have ordinary Christians. We're all super ordinary, aren't we? We're supernatural beings. But it's just local church people going into a school once a week and doing assembly, usually in fours or sixes. And they work through Bob Hartman's Bible. What's it called? The Children's Bible. I've forgotten the name of it now. Storyteller Bible, thank you. And you go in each week and you do storytelling from and go through that. So you're not going into preaching schools, you're not going into teach. So you're quite accepted in most schools because they're desperate for somebody to do it. And so a group from either one church or a group of churches can get together and get into schools and do Open the Book. And that's one way. But there are other ways. That doesn't help the children abroad. And so what I'd like you to do is, can we do a little game? Is that all right if we play a game? I know it's Sunday morning, but I've called this Bread of Life game. And we'll just go through it and see how we go on. Approximately 7 billion people live on Earth. And how many of those? Different languages. How many are there? So, is it 20,000? 2,000? 7,000? 12,500. Now, if you think it's 20,000, put your hand up. And there's no prizes and there's no black marks. If you think it's 2,000, put your hand up. Nobody. 7,000? One person thinks it's 7,000. 12,500, who thinks that? Okay, let's see. Well, 20,000 wrong, 2,000 wrong. 7,000. Yeah. Go to the top of the class, sir, yeah. And so 7,000 different languages throughout the world, approximately. Now, some of those languages are very small. There may only be, in some cases, only one person speaking it. When they die, then that is a dead language. Don't need to speak it to, mind you, there's only one. Especially if you have two, at least, isn't it? But yeah, 7,000 different languages throughout the world. So, how many of those 7,000 languages have no part of the Bible? 1,700? 4,400? 600? Or 2,800? So again, we'll do it. Hands up if you think it's 1,700. Nobody thinks that. 4,400? Two or three think that. 600? Some think it's 600. Excuse me. 2,800. Oh, yeah, that's the majority, isn't it? Well, again, we'll see who's right. 1,700 is wrong. 600's wrong. 2,800 wrong. 4,400 people throughout the world have no Bible in their heart language. That's nearly two-thirds. That doesn't mean two-thirds of the world's population. That's number of languages. I say some are very, very small. Some will never be translated because it would be so small. So, but it's still a lot of languages that have no translation of the Bible. So how many people is that around the world that have no Bible in their first language? 350 million, 1 million, half a million, or a billion? So we'll do it again. Who thinks it's 350 million? One or two? 1 million? 1 billion? Oh, that's the vast majority, I think. Or half a billion? Oh, half a million, sorry. 500,000. Yeah. Right, we'll see who was right this time. So you were wrong with that one and that one and that one. 350 million people have no part of, not even one book of the Bible. So, how much would it cost you each week to provide a Bible a month to someone somewhere in the world? Cost of a box of veg, fiver. Fish and chips, £3.80. Must be a small portion, that. A loaf of bread, £1.20. An Indian takeaway, £7.50. So again, who thinks it's fiver a week? Fish and chips at £3.80. A loaf of bread at £1.20. Or an Indian takeaway at £7.50. Right. Well, let's see again who's right. A box of veg at fiver was wrong. Fish and chips wrong, £3.80. A loaf of bread, £1.20. And, yeah, so a loaf of bread a week. And for a loaf of bread, that's an average cost of a loaf, I assume. You can get a cheap one if you go to buy a cheap Tesco's one. Get a decent one, you may be paying £1.50. But around £1.20. And for a loaf of bread a week, you can that. Yes, for the cost of a loaf of bread, you could give a Bible, the bread of life, each month to someone, somewhere in the world, by joining Bible Society's Bible a Month scheme and giving a fiver. That's roughly 4 loaves of bread, isn't it? Near enough. You can make this happen and you can help fulfill the big mission. I say we take it for granted, and yet if we're prepared to give up 1 loaf of bread a week, and it'll certainly do us good, wouldn't it, in our taking our weight off, we can provide a Bible. A fiver is the average cost of providing a Bible for someone somewhere in the world. That includes translation work, because Bible Society are the biggest Bible translating agency throughout the world. We work along with other agencies such as Wycliffe and various other Bible translating agencies. But Bible Society by far is the largest Bible translating agency. All the other agencies use our Bible translating software that we developed at Bible Society called Paratext. So Wycliffe and all the others use that now. And that can cut down the time it takes to translate a Bible by over 10 years. It's a long time to translate a Bible. Say in Kinmyal, it was 45 years that people could, it took to translate the Bible. Cut that down to 35, still a long time, but at least people are getting the Bible in their language. Some places, before you can start to translate, you've got to write a language, because it may only be a spoken language. And so you've got to translate, to write a written language that people can then work through. You've got to teach the people to read. In Cambodia, our biggest work there, it's the fastest growing church in the world at the moment, is Cambodia. Very, very poor. They can't afford to buy Bibles. So Bible Society support them by providing Bibles. But majority of people can't read. So we also run literacy courses to teach them how to read. And that's going really, really well. Many places throughout the world can't read. In Ethiopia, 85% of the population don't read. So we can provide a Bible like this one. This is called a Proclaimer. They cost £40 to send one of those. And you can send it in their language. Just takes a few moments to load.
Paul's first letter to Timothy. 1 Timothy 1. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by order of God our Saviour and Christ Jesus our hope. To Timothy, my true son in the faith. May God the Father...
So that's the Proclaimer. In Ethiopia we have 1,200 groups that have these now. And you can see how powerful it is. You can reach 350 people. That was nowhere near the full volume. I wouldn't want to put it up to full volume in here. So, excuse me. So we can provide them with an audio Bible like that, as well as try and teach them to read. But as I say, 85% don't read. And so we can give it them in their own language. That's the Amharic. I was demonstrating one at, I think it was at New Wine, and we had an Amharic one on the stand, and we were playing it to somebody, and a young lady walked past, and she came back and said, "That's my language," and she was so excited to see it. It has a solar panel in the top to charge it up. For England, we have a winder, because we don't get as much sun, or you can plug it into the mains as well through an adapter. So those are coming very, very popular. Say they cost £40 to send out to them. We don't sell them in any way. We give them away. We don't give them to people in England. So that's a Proclaimer. Just another way to provide Bibles for people. And so, Bible Society is busy working throughout the world. We work in over 200 countries. We are just one of 147 around the world, the Bible societies. We were the oldest one. We started on the 4th of March, 1804. That's 210 years ago that Bible Society has been working to provide Bibles. I would ask you to consider praying. Come and look at me on the stand. We don't sell books on the stand or anything like that. Come and get some material offers. And pray about your support for Bible Society so that we can get this big mission fulfilled. 20 million children in just over 5 years. So thank you for inviting me to come and share with you. I know it's a different service this morning, not really a preach, but thank you again. God bless you. Thank you.